You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I know, you know, which way the wind blows. I know that home tunnel. I know what the fans are going to sound like. I'm not going to be thinking about 20 years of history.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
The dynasty not done yet.
We've played it other times, you know, without Tom.
When you get yourself in a situation like this, you got to take advantage of it.
Bucks win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, you are the man. You are the GOAT.
I'm not going to necessarily reminisce. I'll have plenty of opportunities to reminisce about my football career.
If they know anything about me, they're going to know that I'm going out there to try to win the football game.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people!
Yes! They won. We have a lot to get to today, but we start with our colleague. Seth Wickersham wrote a book, Better to Be Feared, about the time that Brady and Belichick spent together in New England. And there are some interesting revelations, Mr. Rose. One, Mr. Brady wanted to leave New England as early as 2017. And when he decided to leave, he wanted to meet Belichick in person and have a conversation. And Belichick said, no, we'll do this over the phone.
Well, you leave and go ahead and bounce.
We can't have a conversation.
I mean, you leaving, man. Like that, I'm not overplaying that. Now let's go back to the origin of where this relationship starts, because so many times in athletics, fans, media, and you ready for this, and players sometimes take for granted what coaches and organizations actually did for them as well. I watched Tom Brady every snap he played in college. I saw him platoon with Drew Henson. I saw his combine video. I saw him go into the sixth round. And you know what else I was doing? I was rooting for my guy to get an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I felt like he had what it takes. Except I'm not the coach of a team. But you know who else believed in him? Bill Belichick. And when Drew Bledsoe went down, he put Brady in there. And he never looked back. Never looked back. And Tom Brady was a manager in a lot of ways as the quarterback early in his career. There was a time where Peyton Manning was winning the MVPs and throwing for a ton of yards, and Brady was winning the Super Bowls, and people were still trying to say that Peyton Manning was better.
Mm-hmm.
The difference, Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning, along with Marvin Harrison, all-time great. But the difference became when Brady and Belichick took it to another level and kept winning championship rings. They did that together, dog.
You made great points, but you can come over for a cup of tea if you're going to leave. We've been working together for 20 years.
They did that together, dog. And they had Deflategate together. They had Spygate together. And so, yes, every quarterback has a backup. Oh, Jimmy G potentially was going to replace Brady. When did you teach me? Didn't the Yankees always have somebody in the minor leagues to back up Derek Jeter? It wasn't like, oh, we got the captain.
Everybody has a backup.
Right.
Well, the two face off on Sunday Night Football, and here is what Tom Brady himself had to say about the matchup.
You're saying you know what it'll, you've internalized what it'll feel like.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. I can envision everything. Sunday Night Football, I know what that's like. I know what the night's like. I know what the wind's like. I know what how their team's going to prepare. I know what their schedule's going to be like. I know what's going to be said.
Jalen.
Yo.
I think Tom Brady is going to win by a lot of points on Sunday night. I think they're going to win by a lot of points on Sunday night.
You think Aaron Rodgers had enthusiasm just playing in his state of California and they didn't pick him? Imagine how Brady's going to feel a level of enthusiasm for New England, where he won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 championships there? Is that how many they won?
No.
5?
Yes.
He won so many, I lost count. He got 6 overall. But what he's doing also is he's setting the stage to let Bill Belichick and the Patriots know, I know every move y'all make. I know every step y'all take. No stone unturned. Mm-hmm. I know y'all game.
I know their schedule.
I will be ready for it.
I know the wind.
And you know who else knows?
I know the smell.
Gronk. And both of those guys can't wait to do the Phil Weber hip thrust if they score a couple of touchdowns at New England.
I think he's going to look across the field and see Mac Jones and be like, really? This is what you replaced me with? Mac Jones?
Tom Brady went on to be the GOAT. But let's not separate church and state. I want to give both of those guys equal credit for the excellence they put on display. Now, what changed the game is Tom Brady joins a turnkey situation with the Bucs, a squad that has only won one Super Bowl, hasn't had a lot of playoff success, with Bruce Arians, who's had some quarterbacks in the past that were all-time great players, and they won it in his first year. So now everybody wants to crap on Belichick. I'm not going to be that guy.
No, it was the partnership.
I'm not going to be
it
that
was the
person.
Partnership.
It was a partnership.
It was the partnership, and they won a lot of games and had a lot of success together. Jalen.
And they had a trainer that was doing some crooked things, too.
Your Detroit Lions might be the worst team in the NFL.
What
do
you
mean? And the Bears are going to town. And we always said week 4 is when you start Justin Fields because they're going to play the Lions and you get them a win. However, Matt Nagy, soon to be fired, said that Nick Foles might play, Andy Dalton might play, and Justin Fields might play. You play Fields this week against the Bears, correct?
When you're going against a historically great team like the Detroit Lions, you want them to prepare for multiple quarterbacks. I mean, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? You want us to take time to make sure in our quarterback room that we're devoting energy to each of the guys. Mm. In all honesty, if Justin Fields is healthy, he's going to be the guy.
Has to be the guy.
He got sacked 9 times last week. This is going to give him a legitimate opportunity to at least stand upright, survey the field. Hopefully it doesn't become a 4th-and-19 Michael Vick survey the field type of thing. But ultimately, I believe he's going to be their guy.
Did you just call Lamar Jackson Michael Vick?
Hey, man, I'm concussed. I'm concussed, man. I'm a Lions fan. I know it's Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick. I'm concussed, man. I saw him burping the baby like Warren Sapp taught me.
You know what? I think the Lions win this game. I really think the Lions win this game. I really think they do.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
You ready for this?
Oh, no. I wasn't ready for that.
Let me tell everybody something. Put that camera on me. The Detroit Lions get our first win this week. Book it, bet it.
You know
bet
what?
The farm.
I agree that you get the first win this week, but it might be your only win of the season. It's going to be you're going to win this week, but it might be the only win of the season.
Take the points.
Looking to get
Take
some
the
wins
points.
This season are the Boston Celtics, who are led by Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And here's what Jaylen Brown had to say about some reports of friction between the two. It's sometimes fascinating to me to see such an urgency to pit us against each other. Like it has to be a Batman and Robin, or one guy or the other guy can't be whatever. We're just two guys that can hoop. And the reality is, two guys who can hoop can coexist. Mr. Rose, what do you think about his sentiments about two guys that can hoop?
I just like both of their names are J with a Y. I like that so very much. They have that in common. But in all honesty, here's the thing. When the Boston Celtics have a closing lineup out there, one of those guys end up having to guard somebody that's taller, larger, and more physical.
It's always Jaylen Brown.
At the four spot.
It's Jaylen Brown.
That's their real issue. They had something going good, the Boston Celtics. They had a terrific young core. You just fleeced the NBA draft by taking Tatum when another team took Markelle Fultz, and you played them in the playoffs. One was scoring 20 points. The other guy was getting DMPs. They had a treasure chest of assets. You draft Jaylen Brown. You have two nice young all-NBA players. You flip Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving. That's the one that got away.
Whoops.
That's the one that got away.
Whoops.
And so now they're still scrambling trying to get that third best player on the Celtics that could be an all-NBA guy. Kemba came and went.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isaiah was a 30-point guy. Kyrie's an all-NBA guy. Kemba was injured. Now they're still trying to find a player at that spot. and they're still trying to figure out their closing lineup. So now you bring back Al Horford. And shout to Robert Williams, who again is a really good shot blocker, a great rim runner, and I like him as a young prospect. But at the end of games, in particular when they go against teams that have legitimate four or fives with a level of physicality, they just end up being too small as it relates to giving up points in the paint, rebounding, and rim protection.
So here's my thing with them is, you know, I love duos in the NBA, but I like complementary duos like KP and Luka or AD and LeBron. Are Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown redundant as a duo?
I got you. I love you so very much. I call them the East Coast version of a guys that you can say the same thing about, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
They're redundant.
You right? You can say the same thing about those two guys,
that's
right?
Good. How many championships did the Clippers win?
Well, they were injured, but I know what you mean. But the point means, if you still have those two guys, Jacoby, it's about who you're building around them. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Zion and Brandon Ingram. It's who you're putting around them. You have to put guys around them that's going to complement them. We don't have to worry about them, quote unquote, coexisting. Like Jalen said, they both can ball. I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about everybody else.
That's a good point. It is time for some statue news. Jalen, you're an excellent orator, activist.
Thank you, sir.
Analyst. But you are the senior statue analyst, not just at ESPN, but in the world. And Dirk's statue is going to happen in Dallas. And one thing I love about this particular statue, we know exactly what it's going to look like.
Easy like Sunday morning. What did Kareem's statue look like?
Skyhook.
What would George Gervin's statue look like? What is Dirk's statue going to look like?
Fade away, one-legged jump shot. It's already done.
And rightfully so. Well-deserved. Dirk played his entire career with the Mavs, brought them a championship. Mark Cuban, the owner, the coach at the time, Rick Carlisle, well-deserved for a guy that was a game-changing 25-and-10-plus guy in the playoffs every year, a 7-foot three-point shooting guy that made it vogue for the stretch four in the modern day to launch threes and nobody question anything.
You know, we always say that not all championships are equal. Dirk's championship is worth like three. Like, it really is.
You remember
like
who he beat?
Yeah, I know exactly who he beat. Shout out to J.J. Barea, who owned that series.
Well, anytime you beat Kobe and LeBron during the same playoffs, along with Dwayne Wade, I see what you mean.
Jalen, tonight's Thursday Night Football game. Not the most exciting matchup, however, I will be keyed in on a couple things. We'll tell you exactly what that is and why you should be watching tonight's
Bengals. I'm going to be watching Jags Trevor Lawrence hair
tonight, right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 of the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Michael Strahan can't miss. He is just so likable. The latest with Michael Strahan is that he has donated helmets to his alma mater, Texas Southern University. Jalen, what does it tell you that he needs to do this in the first place?
I always appreciate when athletes, entertainers, public figures, or any person from any background or any community takes their time, their energy, and are willing to give back to help others in any way, shape, or form. It's extremely noble. In this case, for HBCUs, it's no different than being the founder of a public charter high school. Mm-hmm. When I say we get zero state funding for our facility, I mean that. When I say we get zero state funding for athletics, I mean that. So when you go to a HBCU, what ends up happening is you're not only choosing a school and an opportunity to educate yourself and play the sport that you love, but they're automatically underfunded. So So you need people, you need businesses, you need corporations, and people like Michael Strahan to not only donate, but to create a level of awareness.
Yep.
So that's why when Deion Sanders goes to Jackson State, it brings a level of awareness. But also, I got to say something for HBCUs. The tuition's too high, in particular for in-state students. If you want to make that a little more attractive, you got to lower that or find a way to help them raise those funds so that now you're not having those students go to school and incur so many student loans and then spend the rest of their lives trying to pay them back. But again, it's really notable for Michael Strahan, the NFL's sack lead.
Big shout out to Michael Strahan. Jalen, we have a Thursday night football game tonight, and I'm not gonna lie. It's not that attractive of a matchup. It is the Bengals against the Jaguars, two number one pick quarterbacks. But Jalen, my question for you is this. Do you remember Joe Burrow last year lighting it up? He had a bad team.
Uh-huh.
And he lit it up.
Ooh.
I don't see Trevor Lawrence doing the same.
Really?
I don't see Trevor Lawrence. I don't see the flashes of brilliance that I saw from Joe Burrow last year in Trevor Lawrence so far this year. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. Seems like Joe Burrow got a better offensive line. When I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence, he can't plant his feet to even think about throwing the ball down the
field. Burrow was in that position last year.
I know, and he ended up getting injured.
Yes.
And they were overusing him, and he was throwing like 35 times a game. But maybe he's better. And so much so, they doubled down and got his college teammate, Jamar Chase, who caught two touchdowns last week.
Did you bet on him?
And I bet on him and them.
Do you have a way to make tonight's game interesting?
I'll make tonight's game interesting for you.
Oh,
I got y'all.
Please do.
Robinson, the running back for Jacksonville, he's going to score a TD.
So he scores a touchdown. You get plus 150 on that. That is the Jalen Rose lock of Thursday night football.
I got you.
If the matchup isn't good, just bet the game. If the matchup isn't good, you just bet the game. Jalen, we have a little bit of news. We've been speaking a lot about vaccines in the NBA and how it relates to players. Well, the latest is this, that if you miss a game because of vaccine restrictions, you will not get paid for that game. Do you know what that tells me? Everyone's getting vaccinated. We can talk about Kyrie and Andrew Wiggins. Everyone's getting vaccinated because they don't want to miss out on these game checks.
I got some math for you.
I'm listening.
How many teams play in the state of California?
Four.
Okay. That means if you're in that conference, you're going to play against that team at least three times. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Three times four is 12.
I believe only San Francisco has the strict vaccine.
So we only doing that city.
Yes.
So we only doing New York City.
City, yes.
Right. So how many teams does New York have?
Two.
Okay.
Three teams.
Okay, so that's three squads that you're going to have to miss a game in order to participate and playing against that opponent.
You are not on that team, correct?
Everybody's going to get vaccinated.
Everyone's getting vaccinated. We've been talking about vaccines all week long. At the end of the day, everyone's getting vaccinated. Just follow the money. But there's too much money at stake. Everyone's getting vaccinated.
But can I just say this?
No.
Like,
I don't like where you're
going. For everybody that got vaccinated, we don't want to hear your tales about why you thought you shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyway. So that you can now have the shots, but still encourage other people not to do it. You know what that's called? Hypocritical. Mm. Don't be that.
Jalen, Brewers relief pitcher Devin Williams was celebrating, had a couple adult beverages, and broke his hand punching a wall. I have a confession to make. I one time got in an argument with my ex-girlfriend.
No.
Punched a wall.
No.
Not just a wall. I punched the subway wall. Like that hard tile wall. Broke my pinky finger. Had to get a splint.
Tell us more about that. What
happened? I don't want to.
What'd she do?
I don't want to.
What'd you say?
It was my fault. I'm sure it was my fault.
What did you do?
But just don't ever punch a wall. Walls are hard surfaces.
I know you love music. And I'm going to give you a chance to think of this.
Okay.
What were you listening to? Oh, Amari Stoudemire did this at Miami before. Against a fire extinguisher, matter of fact. But I want to give you a chance to think about this. At that period in your life, what music?
Boot Camp.
Were you listening to?
Boot Camp, Helter Skelter. Fat Five. Of course. That's probably why I punched the wall. Let's be honest. Jalen, when we come back, there's something that happened on Media Day.
Shout Boot Camp,
that has not been discussed enough. And of course, I'm talking about the hair on Dwight Howard. We'll discuss that and much more right after this. You're watching Jalen.
Shout out to Black Moon.
Got to give the people. Give the
WNBA playoffs tonight. Three celestial bodies are involved. We have the sun and the sky and then Mercury and the aces. It all starts at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there was so much discussion about vaccines that something from Media Day was not discussed, and that's about to change right now, and that is Dwight Howard's hair on Media Day. He went with the purple dreads. Jalen, you've been growing out your hair. Are we going to get some purple dreads from you?
We're not getting any purple dreads. I tried my blonde Kwame streak.
That lasted, how long did that last? 6 hours?
During the NBA playoffs, and that lasted less than 12 hours. So that's good for Dwight. I'm not rolling.
Andy,
I'm not going to be able to do
Andy,
it.
That it's not going to hook you up.
You won't have to worry about seeing Jalen like that at your local barbershop. I got enough cuts at your local barbershop.
Another huge story from Media Day that was underreported, and that's about to change right now. Obi Toppin said he doesn't like the beach because he doesn't like sand between his toes. Jalen, I'm a pool over beach person, and I'm not afraid to
admit.
What? I'm a pool over beach person.
So I'm going to prove you wrong.
What?
How many times have you been to the beach and not gotten in the pool?
What?
You heard me. How many times have you gone to the beach and not gotten in the water?
Oh, I get in the water every single time.
Okay. There are times people like me go to the beach and don't get in the water.
Really?
Yes.
That's the whole point.
No, there are multiple times I've gone to the beach and not gotten in the water. However, there's never been a time I've gone to the beach and not have beverages.
Jalen, pool or beach?
Beach.
Pool.
Because I'm a cold water snob. The water a little too cold. It's too cold.
We'll be back tomorrow.
It's too cold.
4 o'clock, ESPN News.
Put my toe in, my knee in.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen, who's going to be joining us next week on the podcast?
AZ.
One of the best rappers that ever walked the planet, AZ?
Will be joining Jalen and Jacoby. And amongst other things that I like about him, he's really philanthropic. He's well-spoken. He's a legend. But you know what introduced me to AZ? His bars!
Bars.
He got bars! And Door Die, the original, is a classic project. The Firm is a classic project. When you're the only feature on Nas's Illmatic album, that is an all-time classic. You're iconic. And now he has the Griselda crew, Lil Wayne, T-Pain, Jaheim on his newest project, Door Die 2, The Wheel.
Jalen,
go check it out.
I gotta ask you a question. Your assistant, Michelle, the greatest, greatest human being on the planet. Like if wherever you see Jalen Rose, wherever you see him, whether it's Renaissance Man, whether it's Jalen Jacoby, Get Up, or whatever you're doing, it's because Michelle got you there.
There isn't a human being on this earth that has talked to me that hasn't talked to Michelle.
No. If you don't know Michelle, you don't know Jalen. If you want Jalen to be somewhere and Michelle's not looped in, he ain't going to be there.
You don't email Michelle. You don't text Michelle.
She will text me when she knows I'm with you and be like, make sure Jalen gets to a quiet place so he can do the Zoom meeting that we have in 15 minutes. I'm like Michelle working for Jalen and I'm working for Michelle. Like, all right, cool. I guess that's how it goes. She sent me a text this morning. What did the text say?
Michelle's text to Jacoby said, I need your birthday.
Your birthday and your KTN.
And your KTN.
I knew you were going to be in the studio today. I'm like, all right, I'll send her this information, but let me first talk to Jalen to find out where we're going. But then before I even get to talk to you, it's been 20 minutes, dog. 20 minutes. And then I get a text from Jalen, respond to Michelle. Like, yo.
Hey, we was on the phone trying to make moves for you, dog. We was trying to make moves.
Can I at least find out where I'm going before I give my birth date away?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Where your brothers, Jalen and Jacoby, are planning on being this weekend.
Are we going to do this for real?
Jalen and Jacoby are going to Buffalo.
Going to Buffalo.
On Saturday, and you know who's hosting us, Reg?
Who?
West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, and Conway the Machine.
No, Griselda? No.
Griselda's hosting us.
I gotta get some sleep.
Griselda's hosting us this weekend. And you know what we're gonna be doing on Saturday? You know what I heard? I heard a dirty secret. You ready for this dirty secret?
What?
Benny the Butcher got a show.
He got a show? And we get to
Saturday.
Go to the show? No. And then on Sunday, there's a football game?
And on Sunday morning, we're going to go to the tailgate. We're going to have a great time. And David Jacoby promised that he was going to jump through a table.
Okay, hold on a second. Hit the brakes, Reg. Hit the brakes, Reg. Okay, I only said that because I never thought we'd actually go. I only said that because I never thought we'd actually go. How many Shohei Ohtani games have you been to? Zero. How many times did you go to San Francisco like you said you were? Zero. How come this is the only thing you actually do that you say you're going to do? How come this is the one trip you actually make?
Oh, you beat
I only said that I would jump through a table. Because I thought, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this dude has no idea where Buffalo is. One time we were in New York City and Jalen goes, where's Delaware from here? It's like an hour, right? I'm like, he had no idea where anything is.
I just jump in over and press the address.
Buffalo is far from here. Far. It's like 6-7 hours in a car.
Oh, we got to fly.
Yeah, we got to fly. I'm not driving in a car with you, dog. Cause you'll sleep the whole way. You'll sleep the whole way. We'll get in the car. You'll fall asleep. I'll be sitting there by myself.
Oh, but man. You know,
I only said I would jump through a table because I never, ever, ever imagined we would actually put our feet in Buffalo.
But since today is Thursday, I need our callers to call 985-80-JALEN because this is really important. I need to make sure I protect my brother's health.
How do we jump through a table?
I say this.
I need some technique.
Here's what you got to do. There's one word that I want to make sure a distinguishing factor. You're not jumping. We need you to fall.
What?
There's a big difference.
No, I'm jumping.
No, you get hurt.
Here's what I want you to do.
We need you to fall.
When I do this, I want you to call 911 and just wait. Just be ready. No. Just be ready. Mm-mm. I need a medic on standby.
I ain't about to have Joy mad at me. Mm-mm, no.
Oh, she'll be mad at me. She don't care about you.
Oh, no.
I can't believe
I'm going to be right there intervening.
I'm nervous right now. I'm nervous. Because we were talking about skydiving. I told Jay off wax. I was like, I'm not worried about skydiving. Like, that's easy. Everyone skydives and lands. It's the table jumping that I'm concerned about.
And you know what else we're going to do after we tailgate?
What?
We're going to actually go to the game, too.
You know what I love about this game? You know who they're playing, right?
The Texans. I saw that.
Yeah, they're going to wax them.
It's going to wax them.
Celebration.
It'll be high fives.
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating.
It's not going to be tense moments. It's going to be high fives.
Players going to be
celebrate.
Happy.
Coaches going to be happy.
Diggs score two touchdowns.
Yes, indeed. Oh, they're going to come take great. Pictures with them. They're going to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think, so here's a question. I think Griselda is like the Jalen Rose of Buffalo. Like, they don't need tickets either.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
We got to get tickets. Let's do something for them. Well, if they're hosting us, we got to give them a little present.
I'm going to tell you what ended up happening.
What happened?
I actually was trying to be detail oriented, and this is a Michelle thing. So Michelle was like, okay, are y'all driving or flying?
Flying.
Okay. I need to make sure I make some arrangements for y'all hotel. And then the third thing is, do y'all have tickets to the game?
No.
And I was like, that's a great question. No,
first of all, I just want everyone listening to just understand the world of Jalen Rose. He thinks detail-oriented is getting tickets to the game. He's like, I want to be detail-oriented. If we're going to fly to Buffalo, I made sure we had tickets to the game. That's the only reason we're going, dog. We're not going so I can jump into a table.
I can't text Fly God and ask him, do we have tickets?
No, you got to buy the tickets. We got to get them something. We got to get them a present.
Okay, and that's what we'll do.
I will pay for my own hotel and flight, Jalen. I'm a big boy.
No.
I'm in my 40s, dog. No. I can pay for my own hotel.
No. The reason why I like to make sure that I take care of your arrangements so I can make sure you come. I already know that. I'll send an Uber for somebody to make sure that they're on their way. I don't have to keep asking them their ETA. I know it. You know what I'm saying? If I get your ticket, and you know what else she asked me, you think Jacoby's going to drive to the airport? I'm like, no, we'll get him a car.
I'm too grown for this, dog.
We get you a car.
I'm not nephew Troy, dog. I'm 43.
No. I'm taking.
You don't even know what airport it's gonna fly out of.
You're flying out of JFK. You're flying back to LaGuardia.
I like LaGuardia.
Can't even drive. No, yeah. I was like, he can't drive. No. We have no gray area.
So I'm gonna miss Quincy's soccer game, dog. What a Palermo. They just had a victory last week.
What a beautiful thing about having kids that play sports. You'll have another one.
You have one every week.
You'll have another one.
Yeah, every week.
You'll have another one.
They're going to win by 7 touchdowns.
We're going to be so happy at the game.
You know, fly back Sunday night, right?
Yeah, fly back right after the game. Game 1 o'clock game, you got you on the 6 o'clock.
Exactly. And then come home.
8 o'clock
watch
football.
Watch the football. The night game's
you'll be
good.
Right back.
Sunday night, right back. Bucks, Patriots.
You'll be right back.
It's going to be great.
You'll be at your house by 8:15. I timed it out for
and
you.
And I'll study all the games so we can speak intelligently about them on Monday.
Yes.
We'll get some footage of us out in Buffalo.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that look like me in Buffalo drinking domestic light beers. That's my kind of crowd.
All I know is this. Jalen and Jacoby going to be hanging with Griselda this weekend.
That.
That's all I know.
These guys know my name. I can't believe it.
Well, the locks know your name.
Jadakiss gave me a shout out from the stage at the Versus battle. Like, I
historic.
Could die. I could die.
And how historic
Mike,
was that?
I told Mike, I was like, you know, Mike. I was like, Uncle Mike. Like, yo, like, Jadakiss was on the stage. I'm going to say the biggest moment of his career.
And he didn't even shout me out.
The biggest moment of his career. he pointed right at my face and said, Jacoby, into a microphone.
All I know is this.
Is wild.
Life here's
is
all I know about historic moments.
Jalen Rose.
We're family.
They don't know my name without you.
Here's what I love about historic moments in sports and entertainment. There's always a lead time. And I remember us elbowing our way into Madison Square Garden and me looking down at the phone and me telling you that the locks weren't there yet. And what else did I tell you about that evening?
They said Jadakiss is on one tonight. You said before they even got there, they said like Jadakiss is ready. I was just like, what?
Fire breathing dragon. They like, we got to hurry up and get there. This man is on like, his A-plus game. It's like, he's like, he was loud with his vocals in the car on the way over like there.
Trying to get the horse into the starting gate. It's like, we got to get this thing started.
Like this man has stopped smoking and drinking to get ready for this. He can't wait to get this over. And that was historic and classic. So shout to the locks and shout to Griselda and shout to Jalen and
Benny
Jacoby.
Benny the Butcher gonna be there?
Benny the Butcher.
West Side Gun, the Fly Guy?
Yes.
Conway the Machine?
Yes.
Dog gonna be there?
Yes.
And there's a show the night before?
Yes. They're all in town. They're all gonna be there.
Really?
Yes.
Do I really have to jump through a table?
No, you have to fall on the table. I ain't going for the jumping thing. I'm gonna get in the way. I'm gonna be that dude. I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna be the jumps on the table and it doesn't break though.
It's gonna break.
I'm 210.
We're gonna fix it. You know, Fly Guy know about wrestling. We know you're gonna have it halfway cocked for you.
I need the perforated table. I need that perforated like a stamp.
You know what it is.
Yeah, we gotta perforate that table.
Exactly.
Oh man, where do you get the table?
They already had those tables.
I bet they're sold out.
Yeah, they already turnkey.
Excuses already. Like I couldn't get it.
They already turnkey. They already turnkey.
Does it count if I jump into a cardboard box? Does that count?
Well, we'll stage. We'll make sure you don't get injured.
All right, we will. Apparently, we're going to be in Buffalo this weekend. Apparently, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and the Fly Guy, West Side Gun, are going to be there to host. What a life we live.
Take that, Peyton and Eli. Take that, Peyton and Eli. They got the nerve to put their lineup on. They got LeBron.
You can have LeBron James.
You can have LeBron James.
We got Benny the Butcher.
You know what I'm saying? We got Fly Guy.
We got Conway the Machine.
What are you talking about? Are you serious right now? You know
what I mean? We will be back tomorrow with another dope pot of step two. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.